From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Catalonia's government said early Monday that preliminary results show that 90% of voters in Sunday's independence referendum want the region to declare it is splitting from Spain. Catalan's President Carles Puigdemont said earlier he would unilaterally declare independence from Spain if the outcome showed more than 50% of voters wanted to secede. In a televised address after polls closed, he said, "We have gained the right to have a state constituted in the form of a republic." The government of Spain forcefully disagrees. Officials in Catalan said more than 800 people were injured when police tried to keep residents from voting. Canadian police have arrested a Somali man who struck a police officer with a car outside a football stadium in Edmonton and then repeatedly stabbed the officer. This is Edmonton Police Chief Rod Connect.
A struggle then ensued, during which the male suspect stabbed the officer several times before fleeing the scene on foot, northbound, down 92nd Street. Just before midnight, a U-Haul truck was pulled over at a check stop location on Wayne Gretzky Drive and 112th Avenue. A police officer asked to see the license of the driver. When the document was presented, the officer recognized the name as being very similar to the registered owner of the Chevy Malibu. The U-Haul truck immediately fled the scene and was pursued by police officers towards that downtown Edmonton.
The suspect was known. He was flagged in 2015 for extremist ideologies and was interviewed by police. This is VOA News. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Rosselló said Sunday, the number of Puerto Ricans in shelters following Hurricane Maria has decreased significantly. He said the number of U.S. Defense Department personnel on the ground has increased, but almost a week and a half after the hurricane devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water, and 95% are without electricity. The Islamic State is claiming responsibility for an apparent terror attack that left two women stabbed to death at the main train station in Marseille, France, on Sunday. The extremist group made its claim through its official news agency. A man shouting Allahu Akbar stabbed the two women before French soldiers gunned him down. Australia is accused of letting war criminals roam free with no risk of prosecution. From Sydney, correspondent Phil Mercer reports.
Professor Gideon Boaz from the La Trobe Law School believes there could be hundreds, if not thousands, of war criminals living freely in Australia.
There's at least several hundreds. There's been research to suggest that that's a low number. It could be in the thousands. The problem is that since the early 90s, Australia has disbanded a special unit within the Australian Federal Police that investigated these crimes. And as a result, we have really no baseline at all to work from. All the resources are put into terrorism and counter-terrorism, and there's really no interest or resources in pursuing war criminals in Australia.
Researchers indicated that Australia is home to suspected war criminals from conflicts in the Balkans, Somalia, Sri Lanka, Sudan and Cambodia. In the 1980s, Australia did seek to prosecute alleged war criminals from the Second World War. Only a handful ever faced trial, and none was successfully prosecuted. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
Muslim women in Austria are now being forced by police to remove their facial coverings. A new law banning all face coverings went into effect on Sunday. Those who defy the ban could face a fine of nearly $180. Police have been authorized to use force if people resist showing their faces. President Trump said he told Secretary of State Rex Tillerson he's wasting his time trying to negotiate with North Korea's leader, Kim Jong-un. "Save your energy, Rex. We'll do what has to be done," Trump wrote Sunday on Twitter. He referred to Kim Jong-un as Little Rocket Man. Saturday, the State Department said North Korea has shown no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. There's more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting from the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.